PETA offers solution to Corpus Christi's devastating water crisis, Go Vegan. By Randy Clark on March 26, 2026. People for the Ethical Treatment of Animals, PETA, the largest animal liberation organization, chimed in on the looming water crisis facing the Texas coastal bend city of Corpus Christi. PETA says residents can help avert the crisis by enacting a dietary change by dropping their meat diets and choosing vegan meals. The pending water crisis was highlighted in a recent report by Inside Climate News, which includes an ominous prediction from James Dodson, former director of the Corpus Christi Water Department. Dodson told Inside Climate News the consequences of the severe water shortage impacting Corpus Christi could be catastrophic, warning, "It's going to be an economic disaster. It's the very worst scenario that I've ever seen." According to the city's website, a level 1 water emergency is predicted to take effect in November 2026 under current modeling. As reported by Breitbart Texas, that benchmark will signal the start of a 180-day window during which the available water supply will be insufficient to meet the city's demand. With just months to go before the crisis worsens, PETA is preparing to run its urgent message throughout the city, hoping residents will do their part to conserve water by going vegan. According to PETA, animal agriculture uses massive amounts of water, guzzling 36 to 74 trillion gallons per year in the United States alone. PETA founder Ingrid Newkirk commented on the suggested solution, saying, "Animal agriculture drains water faster than a leaky faucet. But getting the meat, dairy, and eggs off your shopping list is one of the simplest ways to protect precious resources and animals." Newkirk added, "Raising cattle, chickens, and other animals for the table is a cruel and costly business. But it's also water use intensive, and that's a recipe for disaster." In a recent PETA news release, the organization criticized the amount of water used in the production of animal agriculture, saying, "Water is used for all parts of animal agriculture, from growing feed crops and managing animal waste to cleaning massive, filthy farms and slaughterhouses and filling scalding hot tanks used to remove animals' hair or feathers after workers slaughter them. The switch to a vegan diet may not be an easy choice for Texas coastal bend residents, as Texans are known for their love of meat." According to World Population Review, Texas led the country in beef production alone, beating out Nebraska by producing a whopping 6.2 billion pounds of beef valued at $11.3 billion. Texas leads the pack in consumption of meat and meat market revenue as well, according to data released by Insider Monkey. PETA's solution to the crisis suggests additional benefits are included, saying, "Each person who goes vegan spares nearly 200 animals every year, dramatically shrinks their food-related carbon footprint, and slashes their risk of suffering from cancer, heart disease, strokes, diabetes, and obesity." PETA's motto reads, in part, "Animals are not ours to eat," and as an aid to those interested in pursuing their suggested answer to the looming crisis, have offered up tools to those wishing to go vegan that include a video titled "Every Animal is Someone," and a free empathy kit that PETA includes for those who need a lesson in kindness. Gray. Governor Abbott offered his commentary on the water situation facing Corpus Christi earlier this month at an event in Austin, after being questioned by a reporter about a recent Inside Climate News report. Abbott offered stinging criticism of the city's leaders, saying, "We provided them with $750 million, $750 million in funding for them to address their water problem. You know what they did? They squandered it, and then they changed their plan, and then they were indecisive about what to do." Abbott went on to issue his stern warning that time was running out for city to address the looming water crisis, adding, "We can only give them a little time more before the state of Texas has to take over and micromanage that city and run that city to make sure that every resident who goes to the water tap and turns it on, they're going to be getting water out of their faucet." Randy Clark is a 32-year veteran of the United States Border Patrol. Before his retirement, he served as the division chief for law enforcement operations, directing operations for 9 Border Patrol stations within the Del Rio, Texas, sector. Follow him on X @RandyClark.